So we are the third session of this workshop on civil society participation in intercultural dialogue. In the previous two sessions, we were talking about different concepts from a comparative analysis, from an interdisciplinary perspective. And we could say that intercultural dialogue, seen as a means and finality in trying to deal with the complexities of the transformation of our societies. In other words, managing diversities in cultures at various levels. And you saw, I would say, more conceptual analysis and more case study analysis. But what I recalled from the discussion and the presentation of the two sessions, we have to cope with the confrontation between perception and reality and the way it is interpreted at different levels. So it's a kind of interconnected relation. This third session is an attempt from our part to open, I would say, our horizon beyond social sciences, legal sciences, and link it, what already said by Gemma in the second session, linking it a little bit more precisely to international cooperation, development cooperation. Maybe that can be a tool in order to convince, to motivate people at the grassroots, if you are interested in trust-building mechanisms. So I would say it illustrates le fil rouge between these three sessions about the transversality of the issues. Various methods, various tools, mechanisms, disciplines are engaged, starting from, I would call, a kind of common value-based perspective. So an attempt to, of an exercise of mutual learning, transdisciplinary, and maybe we can learn from other examples, as is the purpose of this third session, which is entitled Intercultural Dialogue for a Human-Centric Sustainable Development, International Cooperation Practices, locally based. What we want to do in this last session of the workshop is trying to make, as I already said, to make a relevant bridge, useful bridge between theory, concepts, approaches of civil society participation in intercultural dialogue on the one hand, and a number of, limited number of, particular international cooperation practices. And it seems to me that the same point of departure are valid in the different, I would say, points of departure, being integrity of the human person, respect for human dignity, respect for cultural diversity, understanding the specific context, mutual learning, and listening. In this session, I took the liberty to take four examples, and there are many more examples of international cooperation practices. Examples which exemplify, which illustrate a rather holistic, integral, human-centric approach.